With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. Last week, Donald Trump of the U.S. and Xi Jinping of China reached a trade and economic deal designed to ease tensions between the two countries. Of particular interest to U.S. farmers, China agrees to suspend all retaliatory tariffs that has announced since March 4th of this year. This includes tariffs on many American exports, including chicken, wheat, corn, sorghum, soybeans, pork, beef, among others. China agreed to purchase at least 12 million metric tons of U.S. soybeans this year and at least 25 million metric tons of soybeans in 2026, 27, and 28. The U.S. will further extend the expiration date for certain Section 301 tariff exclusions currently due to expire on November 29th of this year. That'll extend until November 10th of 2026. China will suspend the global implementation of the new export controls on rare earths and related measures it announced back on October 9th. The National Corn Growers Association called on the EPA to reallocate 100% of its waivers for small refineries through a supplemental rulemaking process. A strong, transparent, and balanced renewable fuel standard remains a cornerstone of America's agricultural and energy success. That coming from NCGA CEO Neil Caskey. The statement was included in stakeholder comments submitted to the EPA at the agency's request. Under the RFS, the EPA sets the renewable volume obligations each year, specifying the amount of renewable fuel that refiners and importers of petroleum products must blend into the nation's fuel supply. The EPA has the authority to issue small refinery exemptions to refiners that can demonstrate disproportionate economic harm from compliance. NCGA has long argued that a dependable renewable fuel standard is critical to unlocking America's domestic energy potential, promoting ethanol growth, and driving corn demand. The USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service will release several key agriculture reports in November, including a monthly crop supply and demand report that wasn't issued last month because of the government shutdown. According to a post on its website, NASS will release the crop production and world ag supply and demand estimates on November 14th. The report had been scheduled for November 10th and will provide the government's first estimate of U.S. corn and soybean production since September, when most of the Midwestern harvest hadn't begun. Multiple social media posts by U.S. farmers have said that the USDA's yield forecast was much too high. The USDA's monthly cattle on feed report will be released as scheduled on November 21st. After the October report didn't take place. Alan Featherstone of Kansas State University said that the markets rely on those reports to figure out what's really taking place. The next student leaders of National FFA were elected to help guide this premier youth leadership organization during the coming year. The new team was announced on Saturday during the final session of the 98th Annual National FFA Convention and Expo in Indianapolis. Members from Delaware, Michigan, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Oregon, and Tennessee were elected by the National FFA delegates and will lead the organization over the coming year. Trey Myers of Oklahoma was elected national president, and Lily Nyland of Michigan was elected national secretary. The members were selected from 37 candidates vying for the honor. Candidates participated in an extensive interview process with the National FFA Officer Nominating Committee before the selection. The new officers will interact with business and industry leaders, FFA members, instructors, and many other people to help guide the future of FFA. A complete list of the new officers is available on their website at ffa.org. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.